The last thing we had in the Gemara was the Hava Amina, that after 60 years a person could say he doesn't remember. And the Maskana, we don't pass in that way. We were discussing the Hava Amina. If a person doesn't remember, if Eden don't remember, how we deal with Shtaris. That was the Nidai. That's the Nidain of Shia today, is the issue of any idea. Somebody says he doesn't remember how to go about dealing with it. The Rambam says if somebody says this is my shtar, this is my signature, Eden on the kind of shtar, but we don't remember the maisa that took place. So the Rambam says that that's not a good kiyum. Someone says this is my signature, but I don't remember. But I don't remember that it took place. So that's not a good kiyum. He says anybody that doesn't agree with this, kol mi shenei don kein la yada ben yamina l'smay lo b'din eman. He says if you understand din emanus, you'll understand that if somebody comes into Bezdin and someone verifies it's his signature, but he says he doesn't remember the maisa, that it's not a good kiyum. The Ravid writes that there are many people who know Dine Mominis as well as the Rambam. They know Benjamin and they disagree with him. They hold that it is a good kiyum. So that the Rambam and Ravid are arguing, both Shitas and Brodar Shulchan Aruch, if Edom come into Bezdin, they say Ksav Yadeinu Zeh, but we don't remember whether that's a good kiyum. What's more mustaver? Which direction is more mustaver? What's more mustaver? Somebody says Ksav Yadeinu Zeh. We say it's our signature, but we don't remember the maisa. Should be a kiyum. It shouldn't be a kiyum. It should not be a kiyum. Should be a kiyum. Should be a kiyum. Why? I don't remember the maisa.
Not everyone remembers it.
It's one way to
remember. You have your signature.
That's the point. Have your signature. So is that a piksava? Are they saying this because they see the signature? Yeah, the shtar is good enough
without the
kiyum. What?
Without the kiyum, the
device,
the shtar is good enough.
Just Yokim shtar is the rabbanon. The minatayra, the shtar is good enough. Right, but your body need a kiyum. So this kiyum, they say Ksav Yadeinu Zeh, but we don't remember it. But I used to choose to pick Savan, that's not a kasha. Now we have four terutzim on why Yishtar is not the pick Savan, no? Those are the four things. Yishtar is not really the pick Savan. So what do you understand better? The Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam is better. The Ravid is better. The Rambam says that if you say Ksav Yadeinu Zeh, but we don't remember, it's no good. The Ravid says that it is good. Pashtus should be... I need someone that understands the Rambam. Really, I'm looking for someone who understands the Rambam. Oh, go ahead. You always come in the clutch.
Yeah. It's what Rebbe said to go to, so I didn't.
What?
I figured Rebbe was leading up to it. I didn't bother saying. The Shach explains it, and we see from the next mission that what the issue is, are they supposed to be saying that these are our signatures, or are they supposed to be saying it belongs to place? If they're supposed to be saying it belongs to place, they didn't say anything. If they're supposed to say these are our signatures, then they're saying. The Rambam is saying they're supposed to say it belongs to place. They can't.
So it appears that that's what they're arguing. What do you say when you became your own signature? Are you saying the loan took place? In which case, you're not saying the loan took place, so it's possible. So the Rambam will hold that you're saying the loan took place. And the Ravid will hold that you're saying this is our signature. And that that's adequate to make a kiyum.
Well,
that's what you say.
Yeah, but it's not that it's possible. Like, it's still going to be a quid star, by the way. It's just that it's not a quid.
Yeah, but why can't they be Mekayim? The Ravid, I understand. The Ravid, I think the Ravid is more understandable. The Ravid says that if a person said, this is my signature, I don't remember. So who cares if you remember? If it's your signature, it's good.
Huh?
Or you can get a different...
You don't even need them to remember, right?
You know, they could be dead, and you could be Mekayim Dishtar, and it'll be good. Right. So therefore, the Ravid is more understandable. The Rambam needs has, but Rambam says, and he says it so strongly, that if you say this is my signature, and I don't remember, that's no good. That's not a good key. The question is why. So you're suggesting that the pshat is when you say this is my signature, you have to be saying Eidus on the Mona Shabishtar. You have to be saying Eidus on what took place. You're not, because you don't remember what took place. But that's not adequate, because it's true that if an Eid Echad wants to be Mekayim Shtar on his own, he would have to be saying Eidus on what took place. But if he's going, but if they're both going to verify both signatures, so you have no Eidus on what took place, but you do have Eidus on the Shtar.
You're not verifying both signatures. That one is based on the fact that the Mishnah. The Shakal said is based on the Machlokes and the Gemara is they're not whether they have to be verifying both signatures. If I only have to verify,
so what you're saying is that the Ram will be Maida. If me and someone else come and verify my signature and I say I don't remember, the Ram will be Maida, it's good.
They're each coming and saying each one says this is my signature.
Right. Right.
The Machlokes, the next Mishnah was if they each come and say this is my signature and that's all they say. Is it good enough or not? And we said the Gemara explains the Machlokes is that the Machlokes is that they have to be Mekuyim. This doctrine they have to be Mekuyim. The Eid, what happened, in which case
or the signature.
One saying it, or they have to be Mekuyim the signature, in which case in theory we need four Eid. And so the and we passed him that.
Okay, and listen, but seeing we started saying that he's just going to say what I'm about to say anyway. So I hope everyone is following.
I figured that he was just leading up to it.
Yeah, I guess you're basically right. But if we go with Yom HaHalach, so then you're right. Then the Rambam becomes much easier. If we go with Yom HaHalach, it's a sort of a way out. In the next mission, we're going to learn that for one person, normally you need two people to verify a signature. If it's the signer himself, so the Chachamim say that they could say this on their own signature, even though they're one person. I'm saying on my signature, the other ain't on his signature, but it's good enough. And the reason is, because when I verify my signature alone, there's not a kiyum, there are no two eidim. I'm verifying it alone. But I'm not a shebishtar hamid, and I'm not really saying eidus on the signature. I'm saying eidus on the halvah. So being I'm saying eidus on the halvah, that's good. So this is a way to explain the Rambam, that the Rambam is talking dafka in such a case, where the kiyum is happening up the edim alone. One person is being mekayim his own signature. And that's the extent of it. And being that he's mekayim his own signature, he has to remember the Maaseh Shehayah. If he doesn't remember the Maaseh Shehayah, then it's no good. But we'll come out, if we go with this mahalach, that the Rambam, basically we say the Rambam was talking in a limited case. He's only talking in a case where a man comes to say this on his own signature all by himself. So he wants to be believed alone on his own signature. That's not a kiyum, you don't have two, you only have one. So if he wants to be believed alone on his own signature, so for that he needs to remember the Maaseh Shehayah. So that's not a kiyum, a kiyum is two eidim on his signature. So if he wants to say it all by himself, which is the Chachamim in the next Mishnah, Ne'aman Adam Lai Mezek Sav Yadi, then he has to remember the Maaseh Shehayah. So that's a possible explanation of the Rambam, but it would be an understanding that the Rambam is talking only in a case where he's the only person saying, hey, this is on his own signature. That would be the understanding of the Rambam. According to this explanation, let's say he comes with someone else to be Mekayim's signature, then it'll be good. Let's say both they recognize both signatures. So then it would be good even according to the Rambam, even if they don't remember. So maybe this is an easier way out, out with the Rambam, with the explanation of the Rambam.
Is it
that's what they're doing by saying it, or do we say that when they come to God, when the Eidim themselves come to Mikoyim, it's that you require them not to be Mikoyim the signature, but to verify that the one is correct? Meaning, if we require that what they're saying is that the long for play, I can bring, it doesn't matter how many Eidim I bring that say that they recognize the signature, they have no idea that it happened, it didn't happen. Is it a requirement, or are we just saying that's what happens when you're doing it?
Well, that's what happens when you're doing it automatically.
But is it just that that's what happens, or is it that they have to be able to say it? Because they have to be able to say that. Is what the mission wants, that they have to be able to say
it? The assumption is that they're saying it. We assume if someone says Rabbi Deinu Zeh and he stops talking, then he means that it took place. But if he says Eidi Zaycher, that's where the Rambam comes into a Cheshbon.
But it's not that it's required as they're not necessarily, even if they don't say it, I understand that it's assumed that they wouldn't come here and assumed that they wouldn't show up.
So which case are you asking? In the case where
we're already saying that the Rambam is talking only in a limited case, and if we were given with, they both went and said that I recognize my signature and his signature, it wouldn't really matter that they don't remember that the belong took place. Or do we require, if they went and said that the belong didn't take place, that we do require them, that the agent himself had fallen up, that they have to be able to, we assume that they
That's the them. Question. That's the question. If we want to, a quick way out of the Rambam, we'd say the Rambam is only talking in a case where he's the only one saying Eidim on his signature, since he's doing it all alone, there are no two Eidim on the signature. So you have to remember the Maaseh Shemaya. That would be the shortcut out of the Rambam. Although, when I read the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't get that impression that was the understanding of the Rambam. But maybe it's a Mahalach in the Rambam. We have to go to the Rambam and see the Lashon. Maybe it's a Mahalach. The other way of dealing with the Rambam is to analyze what it means when someone says any idea. A person comes into Bez and he says, I don't remember. Is that how God is saying this? Is he saying, is he notifying Bez that he doesn't remember? Is that how God is saying this? And what happens? Someone says, hey, this is Bez, so they have a stenograph for the man says, I don't remember. So you just don't write anything, or you write, I don't remember. Is that how God is saying this?
Could be the lack of Haggadah, or it could be that he's really saying he's actively.
So is it a lack of Haggadah, or is it a statement, I don't remember?
I don't remember meaning that whatever happened there is not true.
No, I don't remember means it may or may not be true. I don't remember.
You asked me if I wrote it, and I say, I don't know anything about it.
If you ask me if I wrote it, it could sometimes have a different mashmaos. Yeah, but if you ask me if I remember seeing Alone on a certain day, and I say, I don't remember. That's, I don't remember. That's all it is. Is it like you're saying? I don't remember. It's like saying it's not true.
You can't go and be mekayim it again, right? Once these both of them say I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
There's no way to prove it now. You can't validate anything anymore.
The Shach says that. The Shach says that once they say I don't remember. The Shach, by the way, holds of the Rambam. The Shach is the matzdik shitas of Rambam. The Shach says that if you mekayim the shtar before the Eidim say, I don't remember, at first you mekayim the shtar, and then the Eidim say, I don't remember, so it's a good shtar. It's a shtar mekayim already. But if first you call in the Eidim, they say they don't remember, and then you try to be mekayim the shtar, so that's, the Shach says that's too late. They already said they don't remember. Which means that we're understanding the Rambam here, that when Adam said, I don't remember, that's a Haggadah Seydis. And a Chiddush. I don't remember is a Haggadah Seydis. It's a big Chiddush. Let me ask you a shayla. What happens if two Adam come into Bezdin? I call two Adam into Bezdin, and I ask them if they saw certain Adams. They say, we don't remember. Okay? The next day, they come back to Bez, and they say, you know, we thought about it last night, we remember. Could they do that? Okay, then come one day, say, we don't remember. And then come back the second day and say, I do remember. Is that Kimishig and Shein HaChazamayim?
learning the original, I don't know.
If you learn the way it seems to the Rambam, that I don't know is a Haggadah say this, then you can't change it the next day. If you learn, I don't know means silence, means nothing, then they could say it the next day. Do you have any raya at the Shaila? Someone says, I don't remember. Could they come later and say, I do remember?
Why is not remembering today? And remembering the next day,
why did I have a question on
the
next day? You're right. One second. Do you have any rayas? If someone says one day I don't remember, if they can come back the next day? Huh? Do we ever have such a case?
No, yeah, but that wasn't embezzled.
How do you know?
He was talking to him. Then when he showed up, the Saif Itker Rav Ashi.
Okay, the Gemara in Tapa Yamin had that Rav Ashi said, I don't remember. First he said, I don't remember. Then Rav Kana reminded him, and later Rav Ashi said, I do remember. So the Gemara said that even though he said, I don't remember the first time, he could say, I do remember the second time. It appears from this Gemara that saying, I don't remember is not a statement. I don't remember one day, I do remember the next day, there's no problem with Chayzer Mag. The Pashtus HaGemara seems to say that if you say, I don't know, it's not Haggadah. There's no Chsar in a Kibin Shikha Shevin HaChayzer Mag. One day Rashi said, I don't know, one day he said, I do, I remember. To me, that's Mestama. In the Haggadah Sashri, in the Rosh, he says about this Ma'is of Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana, he says, this which Rav Ashi first said, lo yadana, wasn't in Bezdin. It was chutz l'bezdin. Ti'i b'fnei Bezdin. Arminan kimi shegit shevein ha'chayzo magid. So the Gaon Sashri says that if you come into Bezdin, you say, I don't know, that you can't come the next day and say, I've got to say this in Bezdin. That means that Gosh Hashri holds that Lo Yodana is a Haggadah Seydis. That's what he's saying. He's saying on this case, he says, Nira, he says about this Gemara of Asher of Kana, the High Dharma Lo Yodana, Ha Yechutz Lebez. Even there, I mean, Kim Shekhan Shem Chayzel Magi. You understand that?
Huh? So Raya had in this case was outside of Bezdin, and you're going to bring a Mimadaik, and in Bezdin,
He says, "I'll be svara if it will be in Bezdin, it will be kibushik shemayin chayzel magid." And therefore, I'm explaining this Gemara that Rav Ashi was chutz l'Bezdin the first time. You understand this Haggadah Sashri? So you're asking a kasha. What's your kasha? Not sure, kasha. If one day, let's say on Monday, I say I don't remember, on Tuesday, I say I do remember. Is that a stira? That's stira. I'm not saying I remembered on Monday.
Your secret is that you might think of another taina, which you know might come to you and be to your benefit. So the first day you just didn't have
anything. Not the Faldava, we're talking about the Aiden here. The Aiden. So the Aiden, if Monday they say I don't remember, if Tuesday they would say, on Monday we really remembered, that would be Kimishik and Shulchai Zamag. That's not what they're doing. They didn't remember. And the next day they're saying, I do remember. And yet, the Haggadah Sashri holds that it's Kim and Shegi Shemein HaChai Zeh Omagid. What's the pshat? What's going on? How could that be Kim and Shegi Shemein HaChai Zeh Omagid? There's no contradiction in his words. There's no steer in his words. So, we have Shver and Haggadah Sashri. Machari Haggadah Sashri is Shver. How could he say this is the Kim and Shegi Shemein HaChai Zeh Omagid? And then by the same token, we have Shver the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that if you say, this is my signature, but I don't remember, that saying I don't remember destroys the Shtar. It's also hard to understand. Because the Shtar says that something happened a few years ago, whenever you signed it. It's like you don't remember now. Well, how is that a steer to the Shtar? So the Haggadah Sashri we find difficult. How does Agashvi learn when a person says, I don't know, it's a Haggadah? How does the Rambam learn that when you say, I don't know, you destroy a shtar? I don't remember, that destroys a shtar. The Ravid is good. The Ravid says that it's not so. That if you say, this is my signature, and I don't remember, that that's good. The Ravid brings a raya. The Ravid's raya, he says, K'moy shtar amana. Just like we had on Yutefs. That if a person says, K'sav yadizeh. But it was a shtar amana, this is my signature. But it was a shtar amana, he's not believed. So same thing here. To say he's believed, say k'sav yadizeh. He's not believed, say shtar amana. The same thing if he says k'sav yadizeh, but I don't remember, it's a kiyum. That's the raya, it's raya. But the raya is a shvacha raya. The shach points out that by shtar amana, the reason you're not believed is because you're making yourself a Russian. You're not supposed to write a shtar amana. To say any zaycher, you're not making yourself a Russia. Some Rambam say. So the dimyon, the Rav is dimyon to shtar amana, the shach says it's shver. So we have the Ravid, and Ravid's kasha not so shver, but still we find, I think all of us are pisvara, that the Ravid is much easier to understand than the shita surrounding. The shach, simim and vav, sekat lamid beis, defends the Shita Saramba. And he defends the Shita Saramba. He tries to explain why this works this way. You have to realize that if you pass them like the Rambam, if you have a shtar that you want to be Mekayim, everybody's honest. You have a shtar, you want to prove it's a valid shtar in Bez. If you're smart, you will not go and get the original Eidus. The instinctive thing to do is, if you have a shtar, you have two Eidim, you go get them. You know, if you learn enough, you see sometimes it's smarter not to do it that way. So you're going to get those two Eidim, and they'll verify the signature, but they won't remember, it'll be puzzled. You're better off, instead of calling the two Eidim, finding two friends of theirs, and the two friends should be Mekayim the shtar. That's what seems to come out from this. If you get them themselves, you're gonna ruin it. Why? So the Shach comes to explain the Rambam. The Shach explains as follows. He says, a shtar is kimi shenechgru edusam bebes. That's the aside of a shtar. A shtar is edus. It's a type of edus. It's an edus that's kimi shenechgru edusam bebes. So when somebody brings a shtar to me and it's signed by Reuven and Shimon, why do I accept it? I see it as a Haggadah Seidus of Reuven and Shimon. Fine. I see it as a Haggadah Seidus of Reuven and Shimon. It's up to the Shach. When Reuven and Shimon are not here, we accept the paper in their place. We take this paper, commission Achru, instead of having the Eidim themselves. But when the Eidim themselves are here, why should we say we'll use a paper which is commission Echaretus and Bebezdin? Why use a paper that's commission Echaru instead of using the Eidim themselves? You have the Eidim here themselves. So the Rambam holds that the only time we use the shtar is when we don't have the live Eidim. If the live Eidim are here, we don't use the shtar. And since they're here, we have to ask them, and if they don't remember, we can't. So first of all, the Shach says, this Rambam, Lishitasai, is certainly good. We had, 2 days ago, four Pshatim, the Tzais brought the four Pshatim, and why Yishtar is good. Why is Nishtar Sarim and Piksavam? The Rambam Shita was what? The Rambam Shita is that all Shtaris are really Eidus the Rabbanim. The Rambam Shita is that Shtaris are the Rabbanim. Lamaisa, so the Shach says, in the name of the Bach, that the Rambam L'shitasa is certainly good. If I have a shtar, it's true, the Rabbanan said you can use a shtar. It's commission echru. That's if you have to use the shtar, you use the shtar. But if you have the people here, the Reidus Dereisa, and you have a shtar, which is a Rabbanan, of course we go with the people, we don't go with the shtar. So the Rambam, Lishitasai is Zichr, makes a lot of sense with this explanation. So what are we doing now? We're saying that the issue is not if Lo Yadan is Agada Seifis. The issue is you have a shtar and you have the people. The Rambam sheet is if you have the shtar and the people, you have to go with the people, not with the shtar. People are better than shtaras. That's certainly true according to the Rambam sheet. The Shach says that it's not only like the Rambam. It's the Rambam holds shtaris, the Rabbanon is a das yachid. We wouldn't pass from shtaris to Rabbanon. But the Shach says that even according to the other Ishaidim that we had, let's say Rabbeinu Tam, for example, Rabbeinu Tam said, Rabbeinu Tam is the best example. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Why is a shtar good? Why is a shtar nachsar mepik savam? It's only by a mute. It's only by somebody. You have to be able, if you're able to say Aedis, then you can rely on the paper. If you're unable to say Aedis, then you can't rely on the paper. So normally, if a shtar comes in, we use a shtar because we assume that the people are capable of saying Aedis. However, if they hear themselves and they're telling us they don't remember, so then we can't use them. If they themselves say they don't remember, that's no good. What Tosfos said in the part of Tosfos that we said was Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos said, Yochel Shleik Savyad Lebezna, Lechashmiyam Lebezna, Kivan Shu Zecher Eidus. When a person remembers the Eidus, it's good. If the Eidim are here themselves, if they're not here, we assume they remember. But if they're standing here and say they don't remember, so we can't use that Ksav. So the Shach is Matzdik the Rambam. So what are we coming now upshot in the Rambam? What are we saying? But the Rambam is saying that we can use shtarais if the live Eidim are here. Is this the live Eidim are here? That's why we can't use the shtar. Does that help for the Agos Hashri? That's an explanation of the Rambam. Does that help for the Agos Hashri? What was the Agos Hashri? That if Eidim say, I don't remember, they cannot come the next day and say, I do remember. This Shach's explanation of this whole Shach of Atariya, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. That Agos Hashri said, if I say I don't remember, it's Agos Hashri's. According to this explanation, that's not the Yisayin of the Rambam. The Yisayin of the Rambam is that if you have Shtarais here and people here, you have to use the people, not the Shtar. That's the way the Shach explains the Rambam. That doesn't help for the Agos Hashri. The Agos Hashri is coming with a bigger chiddush. He's saying that I don't know is Agos the Seifis. And that's a bit, that still seems to be a bit of a problem. The truth is that the Taz, Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Tes, argues with Agos Hashri. Doesn't even bring the Agos Hashri. He just says that if Eidim say I don't remember, they could come back the next day and say they do remember, like the story of Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana. So the Taz clearly holds, not like the Agos Hashri, he says, I don't remember, is good. You could come the next day and change. But that's the Shita Sataz, which is the Shita that we understand. The problem is the Shita we don't understand, that I don't know is a Haggadah Seifis. And that's the most difficult Shita. I don't know is Agos Hashri. I don't remember is Agos Hashri.
If Agos Hashri is saying I don't know, it should be a Lord of Lion with a signature on the
Shach. But it wasn't Makoyim. Shtar wasn't Makoyim. So they say I don't know, they're basically saying it's my signature, but I don't remember. In the case of Rav Ashi, Lavdavkin was a Shtar, it's Klamach. So we have two cases. We have the Rambam's case of I don't know, and we have the Agos Hashri and Taz's case of I don't know. There's a third case of I don't know, which is in Chayshim Mishpat, Simuchav Tes, I think it's Sif Aleph. I'm sorry, it's a Simon Ayin Hey, Sif Tes. Now this is a case which comes up. This is a case, well, the cases till now, they don't come up that much. Here you go over to someone and you say, you owe me money. Don't you remember I lent you money? He says, yeah, I remember you lent me money. He says, you owe me? He says, ain't the day I'm paraticha. I don't remember if I paid you. I don't remember. Maybe I paid you. So what's the halacha? If the teveya says, you owe me money, and the nitva is maida that he borrowed, but he says, ain't the day I'm paraticha. I don't know if I paid you. So the halacha is that he has to pay. In the day in Praticha, it doesn't pater you. If you're sure you are chayiv, you don't know if you paid. In the day in Praticha, you're chayiv to pay. The next day, he comes back to Bezdin. Says, I thought about it last night. I remember, I did pay you. Could he come back to Bezdin the next day and say that I remember, I did? So the Ramah says that he could do that. Yes, Nimans. One day says, I don't remember. In Bezdin. The next day he comes back and he says, I thought about it. I do remember. So the Ramah says that you can do that. The Ktzais is Matmiya. He says, what do you mean? Oidoas Baldin Kimeya Aiden. When he said Aidis in Bezdin, he said, I don't remember. He said an Aidis that I don't remember. He can't come the next day and say, Parati. He already said he doesn't remember if he paid. How can he come back the next day and change? So what's happening here? We have a third Mechleikis now. The Mechleikis, the Ramah, and the Ktzais. Ktzais blives at Tzarechi and Lamaisa. He's not Paskini, but in Svara we have a Mechleikis now, and we had the Rambam and the Ravid. We had the Avos Hashri and the Taz. And then we have a Ramah and the Ktzais. What's happening? The Ramah says that when you say, I don't remember, and you come the next day, you could change your mind. You could say, I do remember. Ktzai says, no. Once he said, I don't remember, you already said you don't remember. How could you say the next day, I do remember? How can you say the next day, I do remember? It's Chayzer Magid. Would you agree with the Ktzai in this argument? If you were in Bezdin, and the Baal Dovar all along was saying that when a person says, I don't remember, you should be able to change the next day. In this case, what would you say? If you were a dayan, and somebody said, I don't remember if I paid. The next day came back and said, I do remember. I think you would you'd be hesitant to accept it in time, you know? No? One day, what? No, now he's saying, I remember that I paid. He's trying to patter himself.
Second.
First he said, Eni Adayan and Parati. Skayan. Next day he says, I remember I paid. Sounds like one day he was trying to get away with Eni Adayan and Parati. It didn't work. Next day he's saying, Parati. Wouldn't you be suspicious of it? Well, here you understand the concise a little better. Here we probably pass the night to Ramah. What's the nidain? The nidain is when a person says, I don't remember, what do we do with him? So we have two mahalchim. The mahalach of Dagos Ashri for sure, and the mahalach of the Ktzais, and the mahalach of the Rambam. And when someone says, I don't remember, somehow that's a Haggadah's Eidus, and he's bound by it. It counts. I don't know, I don't remember counts as a Haggadah. Mahalach of the Bar Plukta, the Ravid against the Rambam, and the Taz against the Agos Ashri, and the Ramah. All three seem to be of the opinion that when you say, I don't remember, that's like you didn't say anything. You could come the next day, say to Adim, say to Baal Dovar, you come the next day and change it, it counts for nothing, saying any Adim. So it's a little hard to analyze the lumpness of this, what it is. I mean, the machlaikis, there's a certain clarkite of machlaikis. When Adam say, or Baldin says, I don't remember, is he bound by it? What the tutstadim are, a little hard. What are tutstadim? Someone says, I don't remember, he should be bound to it, he shouldn't be bound to it. I would think, if someone says, I don't remember, that he shouldn't be bound to it. That's what I would think, Bashkaf or Rishayna. Here we have questions. Say you're bound to it. What?
Think about it.
If he'll tell Bez to give me time to think about it, he'll give him time. Or Shad. And there's a Sma that says that. The Sma says there's a difference between Eini Yodea, or he says Eini Yodea La'is Ata. The Sma says. If he says, I don't know, the Sma holds like the Basa Shri. He says, if you say Eini Yodea, right now I don't remember, Eini Yodea La'is Ata, and you say, I want time to think about it, so he says, Kuli Alma Bimai. But if someone makes the statement that I don't remember,
give me time to play it back. The Rambam is saying when a person gets someone says, I don't know, then he's finally
complete. He's making a final statement that he doesn't know. And the next day he's saying he does know, but he's not changing what he said yesterday. He's saying, yesterday I talked, I didn't know.
So why did he ask for more time? Let him ask for more time. He's not sure what he's saying.
So what you're saying is that if someone's stomach says, I don't know, he's saying, I don't remember and I'm not going to remember. Let's say someone says, I don't remember and I'm not going to remember. So the next day he says, you know, I remember. So what is that? Chazer Magi said, I'm not going to remember. Someone comes to Bez and he says, I'm never going to lend him money. Next day comes to Bez and he says, today I lent him money. He says, sorry. The person can change his mind. So I don't know. Well, we're going to come back to this. If I have a pshat, I'll share it with you. It bothers me two things. It bothers me the Rambam Shita because I don't understand, and Agos HaShrif is certain, I don't understand why a person who says, I don't know, can't come the next day and say, now I do. Especially if he says, I don't know, is one thing. If he says, I don't remember, I can't come the next day and say, I do remember. Not understanding it bothers me, and more so, I like to try to understand the nekuda of the machlokes, what the point they're arguing in, and it's just so it's a big problem for me to understand. So I don't know. Probably Sunday will go weiter. If I have a pshat by Sunday, I'll try to bring it up again. Let's see. Either way, make sure you start the next.